video streams, and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credits plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A busy show. We got another guest. This time, he's batting cleanup because he's a fourth guest. He's the Reggie Jackson, the straw that stirs the drink. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott. Good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
Mickey, doing well. Morgan, good to be with you guys as always. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are. You're about to go to another beautiful place. You're about to go to Boulder, Colorado. Am I getting that right? Colorado, Utah, Colorado?
We're in Utah. It's a home game for Utah. Yeah, Rice Eccles Stadium. I've never called a game there, so I'm pretty excited to get out west this weekend.
I can't wait to hear about that. We're going to talk about the game here in a minute, but you had, and I'm going to tell you, if you remember last week we were talking, I said, Roy, look out, man. Like this Stanford Florida State thing. There's a little bit of juice in this thing. Be careful. First and foremost, though, how is Palo Alto, the Stanford campus? I know you've done basketball, but not football there. How'd you find it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I like going out there. It's great food. You know, I don't want to say it's a great environment. You know, Stanford, I think, is still trying to figure itself out with Andrew Luck and its interim head coach Frank Reich, and trying to build, you know, trust with the fan base. It wasn't a great environment per se, but the game, no, we felt the same thing. I mean, with our crew last week, just leading into the game, you know, we had a strategy for, all right, if Stanford's winning in the second half, conversations are going to be had about what's going on with Mike Norvell. How do we want to handle that? Those sorts of things. So we thought it was going to be very competitive, and honestly, probably thought it was going to come down to the fourth quarter. You know, was anybody really on our crew going to project an upset the way that we saw it? Probably not. But, you know, two quarters in, halftime, when Stanford was leading Florida State, it kind of felt like, okay, this thing's coming down to the end, and Stanford's going to have a great chance to pull the upset, and they did.
And you would normally think an upset of that magnitude, that it'd be like turnovers and all these, you know, crazy things. It was not. Like, Stanford kind of stood in there and kind of hung around in there a little bit. So I'll ask you what you just alluded to. What are the issues, or the many issues, I guess prioritize the biggest issues you see out of what's going on in Tallahassee?
Well, I you know, it's hard to know exactly what's happening in the locker room, but just based off of, you know, the lack of players that we were able to speak with last week and seeing what happened on the sidelines during that game, it just felt like that there is, you know, a loss of trust there, and that, you know, Mike Norvell is trying to swim uphill, and it's not easy. And so I was a little surprised on Sunday, and I guess it was Monday morning, where Florida State came out and gave him the dreaded vote of confidence going into a bye week. You know, to me, it probably only postpones the inevitable that there's probably going to be a change at the end of the year. Are they going to beat Wake Forest coming off of that open date? I don't know. I mean, it's a team that feels like it's in disarray. Tommy Castellanos went down after a targeting injury late in that game, and that upset loss on the road. What's his availability? I haven't read about that this week. So it feels like a perfect storm of crap, honestly, in Tallahassee right now. And it's going to take some kind of monumental turnaround to just feel decent about Florida State football again, if you're a fan of the Seminoles. So it feels like it's in complete and total disarray, honestly. That was our sense coming in. And that certainly was our vibe coming out leaving Stanford the other night.
You don't get that from talking to players who's not going to let you in. I imagine. I mean, like you've had Mike Norvell in the past. Did it feel different talking to him? I mean, because there's so many things you could go in the direction of this thing, but you don't want to point the arrows in the wrong direction here. So, could you get any field off from the players and the staff with anything?
That's a really good question. I would tell you this. You know, I had him a couple of times at Memphis and two times before last Saturday against Stanford. And, you know, I never caught a loss with him as a head coach. And I told him that when we met with him last week. And you know, I just kind of asked him, I was like, hey, coach, are you superstitious? And he was like, well, I like routine. And I said, all right, well, let me tell you why I'm asking you that. And I was like, you know, these games I've had you for all these years, you've won every single one. And that actually got him pretty excited and kind of loosened him up a little bit for just a couple of minutes. And then it kind of went a little bit right back towards the coach speak side. So was he different? Not really, which was kind of weird. And so, again, I just think it speaks to the overall uneasy nature of what's happening down there. And you know, it just, again, I it's hard for me to see them turning it around unless, let's just say for a second, Castellanos can't play for a couple of games. Sperry comes in, their freshman quarterback, highly touted, they're very excited about with Gus Malzahn, and he just tears it up next week against Wake Forest, and maybe that sparks them. I to me, it feels like a little bit of a stretch. I mean, Stanford is a team, you know, they got waxed at Virginia. They were perfect at home. They did beat Boston College and San Jose State out there, and they typically upset a team, it seems like, every year out there. They just do it. I mean, you know, we talked about that during the game, and, you know, Florida State was that victim this year, but is Stanford a good team? I mean, you know, they're led by an interim head coach. Honestly, the majority of the fans who were out there were probably FSU fans. And Florida State didn't lead in that game, Mickey. So, I mean, it kind of paints the picture of, you know, there's just a lot happening there. And you just really wonder, okay, is Mike Norvell the guy that's going to lead this program back to the promised land? Given the current, you know, cards that he's been dealt, I would have my doubts about it. And again, I was a little surprised Monday that Mike Alford came out. Mike Alford made a trip, by the way. Yeah. Him and Mike Norvell talked on the field for about 20 minutes, 2 hours before kickoff, before that Stanford game. And, you know, he comes out and gives them the vote of confidence publicly, and they're going to evaluate things at the end of the year. You know, I don't know. It doesn't seem great right now if you're a Florida State fan, for sure.
So, I just talked about it with Josh Williams in a previous segment. We've got Cal coming to Virginia Tech. There's no reason. Cal's a better football team, and Virginia Tech's favored by 6.5. The only thing I can come up with is travel. And so I'll ask you, because you've done this several times now and seen it, and I don't have all the data in front of me, but how much do you mark up that it's just hard to go that much travel that far going east to west or west to east, however it might work out? Do you put anything into that, or how much do you put into that?
I put a ton into it. I mean, as somebody that does that, and, you know, granted, I'm significantly older than these collegiate athletes that are doing it, it impacts you and everything that you do. And Mike Norvell, you know, all these coaches, they have their own individual sleep studies and people that they talk to at all levels of football, and they ask the question, okay, how have you handled it? What's worked in the past? Norvell last week flew his team out there on Friday, the day before, because that's what they've kind of figured out is the best thing to do. They practice, they get on the plane, they go out there, you know, they adjust their body clocks however they want to do it. It's a huge deal. That game Sunday morning ended at 2:17 East Coast time.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on the air at 2:17 when Gavin Sawchuk is stopped at the goal line in a bang-bang play after a three-minute replay review. So, yes, I mean, it's just it's not normal when you're not used to that either way. So if you're a team that's flying from west to east, and let's say you played a noon game, or you're like Cal and you play a 7:30 game East Coast time today, well, that's 4:30 your time. Yeah. You're not used to necessarily doing that to get your body geared up and to have all systems go at that kind of awkward point in time. And then the same thing going from east to west. I definitely think it's a factor. The coaches I know, like Justin Wilcox out of Cal, we talked about it last year before their game in Tallahassee. They literally hired sleep study experts to figure out, how do we do this? When do we get on the plane? Do we sleep on the plane? And, you know, it's kind of a subjective deal as to what works and what doesn't. So I think it's a huge deal. I don't think it benefits anybody that, you know, you've got teams in the same conference that are playing, you know, that are located on two separate coasts and separated by 3,000 miles and 5.5-hour plane trips. I think the undercurrent of collegiate athletics, that right there is a much bigger deal. Even when people talk about it, it's a much bigger deal than people realize.
You got a great one, a late great one again with Utah tomorrow night, ESPN. I want to ask about these two coaches because it seems like polar opposites. You got Kyle Whittingham. You've got Deion Sanders. You'll have Fresh Forth Prime. Is it any different? It seems like everything's different with him, but like your access to those guys in pregame, will you have that same kind of access? And have you had that ever had Deion before?
I've never had Coach Prime before, and so I'm going to meet with him and their staff for the first time later today out in Salt Lake. We got a meeting at around 6:30 local time with them. He's the kind of coach that wants to meet in person. So a lot of times what we do for these games is we'll meet with the home team on site, and then we meet with the road team virtually. It's actually the opposite this week. So we've already met with Kyle Whittingham, who, by the way, is a huge Yankees fan, you'll be pleased to know.
Well, he's a genius. The man has class and taste.
Yeah, big Aaron Judge guy. I just looked at him like, Coach, we need to make a change to the managerial position with Aaron Boone. We need to get rid of Booney. That's another story for another day. He's a big Yankees guy. We met with him this week, and then Coach Prime wanted to meet in person. So the crew I'm with this week is a little different. It's different than my normal crew. So they moved me over to Dave Fleming's crew, who's calling the World Series. So I'm with Brock Osweiler and a different sideline reporter this week. And so they've had Colorado multiple times because they're typically a crew that's out west. I haven't. So I didn't truthfully know, you know, how Coach Prime liked to do it. He likes to do it in person, you know, whether they're home or away. And so, yeah, we'll meet with them later today. It's full access. There's no restrictions or anything like that. And, you know, I think you got to have your I's dotted and T's crossed before you meet with them and, you know, making sure you understand what's going on with the team. And because if not, I feel like, you know, he'll call you out if your question is,
right,
you know, off base on any level. A lot of coaches are like that, so I'm cool with it, and we'll be ready to go later today.
All right, when you told me you had that game last week, I was like, oh, it's not going to be a good game. And then, you know, Colorado beats Iowa State, Utah loses to BYU. These teams are like total opposites. And when I found out you guys are doing this game, I'm like, well, now it was like, you know, Colorado's playing a little bit better than we thought after last week, and Utah's not. So you might have a great one tomorrow. How'd you find Whittingham? Like, what was your thoughts on him meeting with him?
Yeah, so I've only had him one time before, and he's got a coach on his staff, Morgan Scally, who's the head coach in waiting.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a different story, and people are unsure of how much longer Whittingham's going to go. To me, he still has plenty of energy. He's got a good team. I mean, their loss against BYU, they outgained BYU total yardage. They just were 1-for-4 on fourth down, and had some things happen there that kind of messed them up. So, I mean, that game was there for the taking. They had a lead in the fourth quarter with, I don't know, 12 minutes to go, and they ended up falling. So Utah is still in the Big 12 race, and I think that Whittingham still has a lot to give. Like, we don't know if this is going to be his last year, what he's going to do, but I like him. I've had him one time before. He's always been good. He's got a really good staff. So, I mean, I think that they're, you know, in a position to do some things this year. But this game, I would argue, is a Big 12 championship game eliminator for Utah. They got to find a way to win it. And for Colorado, yeah, they're continuing to try to rebuild and bounce back after a slow start, but after they beat, you know, a top 25 team, like you said, Mickey, and Iowa State just 2 weeks ago.
I got to ask you, because I texted you the other day. This is behind the scenes a little bit. I there's a guy that you worked with that I absolutely am crazy about, and I find him so engaging. I find him principled in some ways he does. I just like him an awful lot, the personality in his past. And I had to look it up after we talked and chatted. Rick Neuheisel has not coached since 2011. I find him to be awesome on television and on the radio, and I've been listening to him a lot lately, and he's engaging. And I said, man, is he fake or false? Because no one hired this guy up. He's awesome. He comes across as this great guy, and he had so much success as a coach. Am I wrong about that? Am I right about that? And why has Rick Neuheisel not been in it by his choice or somebody else? He hadn't coached since 2011.
That's hard to believe. Yeah, I didn't realize it had been that long. His son's a pretty good offensive play caller.
Yes, sir.
By the way.
Looks exactly like him, and yeah, it's a good story to pull for.
Yeah, yeah. No, coach is great, and you know, like I texted you, he's had opportunities. He was in line to be a coach in the ACC probably a year or two after he got out of coaching. And it just kind of fell through at the last second for some unusual reasons. I think he still would want to do it, and I think he could do it. Now, it's a different era, you know, with NIL and all the normal stuff that we talk about. But what you see is what you get. You know, people ask me all the time. I did a talk yesterday virtually out of Texas Tech in their sports communication class, and they were asking me about Coach Sweeney. And I was like, no, what you see with him is what you get. He is authentic and genuine and genuinely, you know, helpful to anybody that he encounters, has a great memory, all these things, is engaging and is genuinely interested in whoever he's around. Coach Neuheisel's the exact same way, and perhaps has a little bit of a drier sense of humor than Dabo, but kind of cut from the similar cloth. So, no, and he's still a brilliant offensive mind. You remember what happened at Washington? He ended up getting fired out there because he entered a betting pool before March Madness when he thought he had clearance to do it. So a little bit of controversy there. I think that soured his taste on a lot of things. And then now, as a broadcaster, Mickey does a ton of stuff on satellite radio, that Daily Show, and then, as you mentioned, with CBS on Saturdays, does a great job. I think he's in a good spot. I think he's happy doing it. The right school came along. I mean, don't quote me on this, but I think he would be interested. I think he would talk to some folks.
There's a bunch of jobs that are coming open, and I'm not saying Penn State or Florida, but I am saying that there's a couple of guys. Virginia Tech could do a lot worse than Rick Neuheisel, you know?
Wow.
Stanford
could
do a lot.
That's not a bad thought.
I mean, Stanford could do a lot worse than Rick Neuheisel. Some of these ones are opening up. Like, man, I hire this guy, 64, but he just like had energy. He's good, man. He's good. All right. So tomorrow night, I'm going to watch. I'm going to stay up. I watch your game every week. Sometimes I should text you more. Like, as soon as
there's no way you were awake last weekend at 2:17.
Of course
Sunday
I was.
Morning.
No. Wow. Not when at the end of the game, but at the beginning of the game, and you had. When they took the ball down the field, like you said, it never trailed. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, I'm telling you, I got a feeling about this one.
Yeah.
So you and your family might be – but I'm telling you, the East Coast, I watch Philpott games. I'll do it tomorrow. 10:15, by the way, not 10:30. 10:15 ESPN tomorrow night. Can't wait to hear about the trip in Utah. And do you know where you are next week?
I don't, because there's so many six-day holds. Yeah. My guess is we have Virginia at Cal. But that could change. We could be back at Utah. We could be somewhere in the SEC. It just really depends.
You could be three straight weeks in the West Coast. You know, get a little Airbnb out there and enjoy the West, man. I'll be flying back and forth.
You got it, man.
Always enjoy it. The Big Dog, Roy Philpott, ESPN. Colorado, Utah tomorrow night, 10:15. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. 10:15 ESPN tomorrow with that one. When we come back, we've got a great benefit for a great cause coming up in Clemson and a good time. So I'm going to tell you about that when you return for more right after this.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, TheRoarFM.com/listen.
Just the mention of your name seems to drive my head insane. Girl, do I do? What?
Little Stevie Wonder, right? See, Morgan, you always bring this garbage in over here. Backstreet Boys or whatever, and for some reason today you decided to get on my good side. Either that or you matured since I last saw you, because we have great music for 3 hours. That is Stevie Wonder, and you talk about talent. That's outstanding. But not as talented as what we're going to talk about here next, because tomorrow in Clemson we've got four bands and an unbelievable day. And I got a couple of guys here, Michael Hage and Neil Monahan, who are going to tell us about an awesome event for an awesome cause. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thanks.
You guys are awfully excited. Now, you got. I just talked about it. I'm an old man now. I got to rest up after the banana ball, but I got to get rested because you're going to have an awesome day tomorrow. Neil, what's going on? Where and how? We got a really cool event for a cool cause.
So, yeah, this is a great cause to begin with, but tomorrow starting at 2 p.m., We've got a band starting at 2, 4, 6, and 8. We're going to be done by 10. Hour and a half set each. Gert Arwood's going to lead off. Young man that is coming all the way from Nashville, but is originally from here.
Okay.
Got a great sound. And then at 4 o'clock will be Daisy Chain. Daisy Chain, Tommy Roberts is the voice, and she is phenomenal if you haven't heard her.
I heard her. She's great.
And then we've got the Grateful Brothers. Big following, a little Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers sound they've got, and that's Larry Williams, of course.
Yes.
You know.
Talk some Tiger football with him, pre and post sets.
That's right. There we go. And then the next move finishes it off at 8 o'clock. Now, the next move is kind of special because this is their only thing they do each year in Clemson. So if you don't know about them, they were hot in the 80s. They kind of toured around with Hootie and the Blowfish, and they got a great sound, high energy.
Yeah, and you get with my buddy Ray Keys.
Yep.
Who I did not know this, but you guys ended up in Clemson, but y'all grew up together.
We did. He's a little bit older than me. Sorry, Ray. He's a little bit older than me, but yeah, we grew up in Satellite Beach, Florida. So
where's Satellite Beach, Florida? Where is it?
Cocoa Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, Cape Canaveral area.
Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So we love being down there. But yeah, we both ended up here. He married a Wahala girl, and I got a Clemson girl.
Can't beat that, man. That's awesome. You guys did great and obviously doing great things now. So we're going to talk about tickets coming up and talk about how it works and what the day looks like.
Yeah.
Like you said, from 2 to 10, some people are going to stay all day and have a great time.
That's right. It's an all-day pass. That's right. Okay. You can come and go. They'll give you a little wristband. It's an all-day pass. The tickets at the door, $40 in advance. You can still buy them in advance for $35. 100% of that ticket price goes to Clemson Community Care.
Awesome.
So that's one of the cool things, the way we structure this thing.
Yeah.
All of our sponsors, which AnMed is our presenting sponsor, all of our sponsors are paying for the production so that the dollars that are donated at the event and also through tickets, 100% going to Clemson Community Care. So we're trying to make a big impact.
I think the world of caring and Clemson Community Care, I'm going to tell you about that here in a second. But, Michael, tell us that from an AnMed standpoint, you're with AnMed.
Yes, sir.
From an AnMed standpoint, why are you involved in this? Why is it important in this? Why is AnMed connected to this?
Yeah, we're grateful to be a part of it, and it's such a good event. I mean, live music outside in the fall, beautiful weather. Can't think of a better thing that people could be doing out there. But we align very closely with Clemson Community Care. They help a lot of families in need, whether it's utilities, food, other benefits. And AnMed, I think many in the audience know of us. We've been around for quite some time. But something I wanted to mention, too, for some of the listeners in the audience, we actually have an upcoming facility in the near future over in Central Clemson. We are building a new emergency department, medical pavilion. It's going to have specialty care. It's going to have primary care. It's going to have orthopedics. And down the road, we plan to add possibly some an ambulatory surgery center so people don't have to drive as much. And the reason we're doing this, whether it's Central Clemson in general or in Piedmont, we just opened a new facility, is that the state is growing whether people like it or not. Yeah. I mean, we're just growing. And so as the population grows, as those needs grow, AnMed just wants to be there to meet the needs of the community in terms of all their various healthcare needs.
Neil, you don't mind the area growing? Probably pretty good for your business.
Real estate, right? We love it.
Yeah. What you need to do is you need to be in real estate. I was up at in Cashers the other day. You're playing a golf course. One of the things you guys talk about is like square footage cost. And I'm looking at this one house, and my buddy says, "You see that 4,000 square foot house right there?" I went, "Yeah." He said, "They just sold for $8.5 million." I was trying to do the math in my head of per square foot. Like, it's a pretty good market there.
Can you believe it?
Isn't it amazing?
It has, for those of us who have been in there for a while, it's hard to believe, you know, what dollar per square foot is either being built or being sold. It's amazing.
All right, tickets now. I want to talk about how. And I like the fact that, because I got 212. They're coming for free tomorrow. And tickets, 35 in advance all day. But students... is $20?
Students, $20, under 12. It's a family event.
Right.
So what we're saying is, hey, bring your cooler. If you plan, we're not selling any alcohol on the property. So if you plan to drink something, bring it in a cooler, bring your chair, enjoy yourself. We will have, there's a lot of public parking and we actually have a couple parking spots that we're going to allow people to, we'll have signs so they can see where to park. But we're going to have the cowboy Cadillac driving around downtown to come pick them up,
which is fun,
and drop them. Oh yeah, if you don't know what that is, it's a school bus with a cutoff top, got a great sound system in there. They got a good thing going too. So
All right, so around town you'll find that, and parking is always an issue in Clemson, but you can find that deal. And so bring lawn chairs, come out and yeah. have a good time with that.
Yeah, and if they're looking for a parking map, like on our website, monahan-co.com, if when you go in and drill in there at the very top, you can see all about the the program, but also there's a parking map there, and they can see where to park.
If you want to get tickets at the gate in advance online anywhere, what do people need to do there?
So if they can, for $40, they can come at the gate. They certainly can buy them there. If they want a little bit of a discount, they can go on our website, monahan-co.com. At the top, it'll say click here to buy tickets. And then that'll direct you to Clemson Community Care, which you could go directly to their website as well and buy tickets as well.
I'll let you do that here in a second. Once again, we're proud to be major sponsors of this as well. Here's the deal. Clemson Community Care, what Karen and those good folks do, and I'm embarrassed to tell you this, I hadn't volunteered in many years. We do always give what we can, and then I love it, like at Publix or some of these other places. That I always and always say, man, I just can't thank you. Not only do we donate a little bit every time, but I thank people for doing it. Now, in a perfect world, I always tell people, because I'm sheltered. I don't know it, I'm purposely sheltered, but within 1 mile of my house, Clemson Community Care is helping people who live that way. And I want to pretend like it's not, but we have a demand and a need.
Well, it's super important, and consider what's going on right now with the government.
Yeah.
That SNAP program is,
yeah.
they might not get loaded. So yeah. if that continues to happen, then there's going to be, I mean, look, Thanksgiving, Christmas, yeah. big time for them to provide food, right? Yeah. And if this happens, the demand's even going to get higher.
Right.
And so you're right. She does a wonderful job. She's been doing this, I think, 20 years or so. Yeah. And they have an important mission, and we're happy to be part of that. And obviously, we're thankful to AnMed and all of our sponsors to make this thing kind of happen.
Michael, you guys do a great job at AnMed, but you also do a great job with the weather, because 68, 69 degrees tomorrow, beautiful day, fall in Clemson. Who ordered the weather over at AnMed?
I believe AnMed did. But,
okay, good. You take credit for that.
Yes, sir.
Had it been raining and all, we wouldn't really do that for sure. This is the fourth one.
Yeah.
Have you been involved in all four?
Yeah, and the next move has been involved with all four. Okay. But what we've done this year is the first year that we said, hey, how do we have a bigger impact for Clemson Community Care? So let's have a bigger offering. And so starting with Gerd Arwood and Daisy Chain and Grateful Brothers, they all, I mean, it wasn't a hesitation. They were all like, we're in.
Awesome.
So, now we're looking for a great lineup. And actually, what's cool about this lineup, the same person is going to win. They all have a little different genre,
yeah.
but that the idea is they kind of flow together,
right? So, and local,
yeah.
And I tell you, Clemson's turned into a little Athens, because we're producing some great talent over there now from a music.
Well, that's
standpoint.
A good point. I didn't think about it. Yeah, everybody's pretty local.
Yeah, man. Yeah, local. We're doing that for sure. You want to thank your sponsors, obviously AnMed, Michael's big for them, but you guys got a lot of great sponsors involved with this thing too.
Well, I mean, we don't have enough time to thank everybody, but because we started with 10. The first 3 years, we're over 25 sponsors now.
Oh, that's great.
And so if you come, you'll see we've got a big banner in the back, acknowledging all of them. I mean, we've got we got Monahan Company, obviously, but Tiger Express, Chick-fil-A has been huge with the Roar and 94.1 The Lake. They've been helpful. And then, just you name it, with real cash money or in-kind donations, everybody from event rentals, setting up the stage and the trust system,
yeah.
insurance, everybody's kind of contributing.
But you know this from dealing with other charities, and Michael, I know you guys know it, AnMed, because it's such a good cause, like it's easy to get people involved in that, right?
Yeah.
Mickey,
I had a couple of people call me and say, hey, what can we do to get involved? We saw this advertisement or heard it on the radio, and I said, well, I don't feel like I can give you value, in terms of advertising. Yeah. What about next year? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, wait a minute. We can do a check presentation. Sure, we can. What I mean? So people have kind of really engaged in this thing because they see, I think they understand the need.
Yeah.
I think it just speaks to our community. I've lived in several locations, and I cannot say the same of everywhere else. But people here, they just want to be involved and help. It's an awesome community.
Yep, no doubt about that. And four great bands tomorrow, starting at 2, 2, 4, 6, and 8, going through about 10 tomorrow. One other quick question before we tell you about websites and showing up and tickets and all one more time. You're saying I can come and go because I got a 2-year-old that will be napping halfway at point. You know, her nap time's in the middle of that. My 6-year-old want to come. And, you know, we might do some baseball tomorrow and then come back and forth. So the band gets you in all day long.
That's right. You'll have a little. You'll have a wristlet. Lavery, he's giving us the wrist bracelet. So awesome. You come in, you'll have one. It's an all day ticket. Really a great value for $40 if you think about it.
A great benefactor here with a great benefit for Clemson Community Care. Great bands and a bunch of and awesome weather. How do they get tickets? How do they show up? How does this work again?
So online, they can go to our website, which is monahan-co.com, and I've spelled it a different bunch of different ways because you can misspell it and get to us. And then at the very top of the website, it'll say click here, and then that'll kind of take you through, and you can buy tickets there. But if you don't have to worry about that, just you can buy them at the gate. You know, now that we know the weather is going to be great, but we've always said, hey, these tickets, because it's going to Clemson Community Care, they're non-refundable. It's a donation. Mm-hmm. And so, so they can buy them both ways, but we're happy to have them either way.
We're going to set a record. Have you incrementally set records every year?
We have. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And that's why, I mean, I'll tell you, the very first year we did it, we raised $2,000. The second year we raised $25,000. Last year we raised $5,000, but we had an anonymous donor double it. So it was $10,000, but you know, like, well, that's not really repeatable. How do we do this? You know? And so that's when we came up with this. Let's come up with these four bands. Yeah. Let's give some value and see where it goes. So I think there's a lot of interest. I think we're going to set some records.
I learned something in fundraising. I'm going to leave you guys with this. Again, 4th Annual Backyards. Go to monahan-co.com.
Yep.
To learn more about that and Clemson Community Care, because it's a great cause there. I learned one thing about fundraising, I saw him again the other day. He's a great friend of mine that we were doing for All Pro Dads and Tony Dungy's group, and they fly a bunch of guys up from Tampa, where they're originally from. Where they're located from, and it's a lunch. It's a great presentation, and you know, you guys probably get invited to it all the time. Like when you're invited to one of the things, you know you're there to give money, right? And so it's a great presentation. Dungy makes this awesome video, and they invite me to speak about the importance of All Pro Dads and this kind of stuff. It's awesome. And at the end of it, the guy that was running it stands up and he said, and "You guys know who it is. I'll tell you." But he says, "On your tables, you'll find a pledge card. Go ahead and fill those out, and I'll pick them up before you leave." Like, he didn't say, "Hey, if you feel moved, ask us about giving." Right. Or, "If you feel moved, man, there's a pledge card if you do that." Uh-uh. He said, "Before you leave, I'll come pick them up, and then you can leave." So, but everybody wanted to give anyway. So, that's the great thing about raising money for a good cause like that.
Yeah, we'll have QR codes around so that they can give directly when they get there.
One of the main things there too, Neil, is like creating awareness of what is Clemson Community Care. And you talked about it, it's not just food, they're helping people with utility bills, and we've got some cold weather coming. And when I volunteered, I looked out because around back, you're back there, you know, stacking cans and doing all that, and that's great. But then when you walk around the front and you see that these are real people in your community,
yeah,
like that's the big thing that hit me.
And they're here. I mean, if there are 16,000 people between Oconee and Pickens County that rely on that SNAP program, and that means they've obviously met a threshold, that is going to, you know, if that doesn't get supplied, the need is going to jump.
Yeah. We got to do it. We got to help these good folks out. Should be an awesome day tomorrow. Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Hey, thank you.
Yep, no doubt. And have an awesome weather day over in Cleveland. I always tell Morgan Thomas, "Hey, you got a beautiful daughter." He won't do it, though. I'll do it. My family will be there tomorrow night. So can I talk you into it? I got tickets here for you. We'll do it?
I see them in your hand. I'll take them.
All right. That's awesome. Short break. Final segment of the week right after this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the Upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the Upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loam with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loam that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
East Main Furniture in Eastley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Eastley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
final segment of the week. Man, we had a busy, busy guest hour through all that, and certainly appreciate everybody through all that. And then we had Shooting the Duck there with Freakazoid, and so he's doing a good job of it. I want to just wrap things up. This show has been wild and a lot going on and fast-moving with all of our guests, and I've certainly enjoyed Scott Reimer and Josh Williams and Jonathan Montz and Roy Philpott and the guys from the Backyards with the big event tomorrow. So that's been really cool. One of the things that we talked about, in case you missed the first hour of the show, is the gambling thing in the NBA. And I'm telling you, man, that thing is going to blow up, and it won't be good, and it's nasty and dirty. It is the worst nightmare that the NBA can go through. But I'm going to tell you, the NFL is going to be the same way, and Major League Baseball is going to be the same way, and college athletics. Remember, Morgan, we're giving these guys hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to play college football now, and then we're going to legalize gambling with them. And we're going to say, well, I don't really see how any of this can go wrong. Like, what could go wrong? You know, let's bring a bunch of people who have drinking problems into the bar and give them free drinks. Like, what could go wrong? Let's give a bunch of testosterone guys boxing gloves and go, oh, what could go wrong? Like, really, it's not going to be that big of a deal, is it? This is going to be a disaster. And if we're not getting it back. One of the things you talked about is, like, it's not going back. We're not. It's not. You can't get the toothpaste back in the tube now.
And even Dabo Swinney mentioned about, you know, the players. He didn't go too far into it, but he did say, this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the applause that they want. This is the begging that they want. They wanted to get paid. They want to get these things. They want to get these opportunities. But then you worry about they're not. Fully ready to handle those types of responsibilities. And hey, honestly, if you look at it, I mean, like Shaq said last night, I mean, this guy's made Billups has made over $100 million in his career, yeah. And he just ruined his life and his family over what, $200,000?
It's addiction, right? It's just another form of addiction. And if you give me the funds to do it, and this addicting factor, then some people are going to be there's a lot of people, by the way, there's a lot of guys at NIL, and we're focused on Clemson, right? There's a lot of guys at Clemson that the NIL hadn't affected them, their play or their mentality. There's a lot, but I gotta tell you, there's some guys that it has. There's a lot of people right now that you could give 20 gallons of Bluebell ice cream, and they could handle it. They would ration it out and have it once a week. You give me 20 gallons of Bluebell vanilla, natural vanilla bean ice cream, I'm going to eat all 20 in one sitting, man. I can't help it. I'm addicted to it. I can't do it.
Honestly, right? It's amazing I'm this skinny as much as I eat.
Right. But you can handle it. You don't have an addictive personality. You can handle it. I mentioned this, Clemson's defensive line is making maybe $5 million this year, and they're not producing.
$5 million?
Yeah.
Gosh.
On your starting defensive line, you got, let me see, you got four? Well, oh, five or $6 million on the defensive line.
I mean, we get the salaries of coaches because they're state employees, right? But to a certain extent, right? But
we need
football
players.
Do you get that
players?
For the players?
We don't know it all. Wow.
Will you get it for the players eventually?
We need to know.
I think we do.
We need to know all across the NFL, all across the NBA, all across. We need it for college as well.
Especially if you're going to dabble in this whole, you know, they're getting paid by the university.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm like, huh.
Right.
We
right.
need to know what's going in with our investment here.
Because if a guy's making, I mean, there are reserves at Clemson on the defensive line that are making $600,000, $700,000. Reserves. But that's at South Carolina, too. I mean, Josiah Thompson's making $1 million as a left tackle, and he can't play dead in a cowboy movie right now. He's terrible, right? I mean, I hate to call him out that way, but that's pretty much what it is. And this happened at Georgia, happened in Alabama. They're happening to win some games there, but it's happened all over the place.
Well, and what's also caused it with all this money is the fan base is much less patient.
Well, yeah, because you're gonna, you guess who's going to be paying for it more and more and more in the future? We're going to ask you to go do more of it? Like, it's not going good at Clemson or South Carolina right now. But we're going to ask both sets of boosters, you got to get more next year. For what? For 4, for 6-6, or 5-7? And you want more? I gave you all that last year, and I gave you – you're paying the defensive line $5 or $6 million, and you want more? Because Georgia's giving more, and Alabama's giving more, and Ohio State's giving more. I got to go give more? For more 5-7, more 6-6? I don't know, man.
I mean, if you think about it, the gambling part that you were talking about is actually – more transparent than what you're doing right now,
sure,
with the players.
Sure, 100%.
At least I know FanDuel or whoever's getting it. Yeah. If I don't win it back.
And I'm going to get in trouble saying it, but like, oh, it's so easy to win on these sites. Oh, man, just sign up today. We're going to give you all this free stuff, and it's going to be awesome, and you're going to win all this money. This is great, yeah. And these kids are believing it, and I've got a guy now who's got a few a few hundred thousand dollars, and I'm going to go do this. It's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't go great, and all of a sudden, yeah. But just some guys can handle it. Some guys can't. There are guys that are making money all over the college football right now at Clemson, at South Carolina, Georgia, that are actually playing well. There's a few, not many, but there's guys who are playing well.
I'm that person that buys like one lottery ticket for the $300
billion.
I bought
two in my life.
I bought one and I felt sick about
it. Did you win?
No, I didn't. I didn't win it. I didn't get nothing.
You're here. I know you didn't win because you're here.
Now, if I did win, I'll tell you all the things that I would buy. Right. But, you know, I didn't win. So here I am. But I just feel bad even just buying one, you know?
Yeah.
As Dave Ramsey says, it's really just another tax.
Oh, it is. It's a tax on the ignorant. You know? It is. We're paying, it's a tax on people who just don't know better to do it. It's a sin tax. There's no doubt. I mean, it is. It is. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates than Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Texas said, would you buy Clemson better safeties? Nah. Honest to goodness, I ain't giving you money to football players. I'll give it to Clemson Community Care, and I'll give it to my kids and my grandkids. We talked about like Jack Nicklaus is worth $300 or $400 million, and he won a $50 million lawsuit. You know who won? The great great grandkids won that one. But the idea that I'm gonna give up because a guy can throw a football or a guy can catch a football, I'm gonna go give him money? Nah, man.
That's why I like the revenue share part of it much more than the NIL part of it. I don't want to just kind of blindly give and not know where it's going, not who it's going to. But I will definitely buy a ticket. I will go get concessions. I'll get a T-shirt and a hat, yeah, you know, and get something out of it and get an experience and have a better seat. So I don't really hate the talent fee that they're adding on either, because at least I'm going and I'm getting some sort of experience and watching the game and enjoying it with my family. So the revenue share part is the thing I like the most about all of it.
Yeah. The other side here – oh, by the way, 2-minute drill, because I'm going to save this one. 2-minute drill, what do you have for me? Skip the music. You got anything for me?
Oh, 2-minute drill. I was not prepared for this. We know we didn't even do an Ask Mickey segment.
Well, do it quickly.
Well, so the Ask Mickey segment, here you go. She is in college. This is a girl in college here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say here, but somewhere near.
Right.
She says she's got she's hanging out with her roommates, and she's getting used to this situation. She got roommates that are just very loud and just, you know, all over the place and just constantly all types of the hours, leaving dirty cups everywhere, too. You know, just kind of being slobs, right?
Okay.
Well, she was dealing with it until the very end. This is the last straw. 2 a.m., the laundry room's right next to her bedroom. Her roommate's doing laundry at 2 a.m. So she wants to know, Mick, how does she handle this? She's thinking she goes and turns the water off tomorrow night, so there's no laundry.
No. This is what you deal with roommates in college. You got to deal with it. Grow up. Don't let it bother you. Get some
2
noise.
2 a.m.?
Yeah, noise-canceling headphones or whatever. But no, you can't. This is life, man. You can't control everything. Sometimes life happens to you, and you got a situation now. Just deal with it. And get over it, and
sloppy
toughen
roommates.
Up.
That's college.
Well, yes, deal with it. Guess what? Your boss is gonna be sloppy, or somebody at work's gonna be sloppy, and the microwave at work's gonna be awful. Nah, you gotta just deal with it and learn how to grow with it. And guess what? Do well enough in school that you don't have to have any more roommates ever again. Have some incentive to do that. No. She just grow up and don't let it bother you. Noise canceling headphones. Adapt, adjust, get it done. Eric Newton for all real estate needs. It's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Eric Newton can certainly help you out. It's EricNewton.com. The best real estate in Clemson. No one does it better. Quickly, I was just telling upper management during the break, if you've not been to Banana Ball, I think you need to experience it once. I was Jesse Cole, is that the guy's name? The guy's a genius. Now, it's exhausting. I don't want to do it more than once a year. My kid wants to do it. We'll do it. He follows him on YouTube, and he got all these autographs last night and got him $100 in hats and jerseys, but it was well worth it. He told me last night, Dad, greatest night of my life. He loved it. He got Eric Backers' autograph, by the way. Eric Backers is awesome. We're going to see him again tonight, man. Well, he's growing like in Wilhelm territory now, from my favorite coach ever, and Larry Pinley territory from my favorite coach ever. But this guy's awesome. But anyway, if you get a chance, do Banana Ball. I was skeptical. It is Globetrotters on steroids. It is exhausting, but it is entertaining, and it is as fun and as value-packed entertainment as you're going to have. You will have fun, and there are so many clever things they do that they are as good as entertainment as I've ever. It's as good as any concert or anything you'll ever go to. So do that. Let me thank Scott and Josh and Jonathan and Roy and Neil and Michael and you, my friend. Now, Faxon and John are off. We're going to ESPN Radio next. Have a wonderful weekend. Most importantly, tune in Monday. We'll see you right here on radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.